So we're learning this week interesting topic. I chose the topic because it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan is next week already, so it's about Chadshus. So the Gemara points out in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin that the Nusach HaTfilah that we say in Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Tchilas Maasecha. That today Rosh Hashanah is the day the creation of the world. That's where the world when the world began. So the Gemara points out that this only goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. We know there's Machlokas of Eliezer, of Yeshua, when the world was created. Was it created in Tishrei, or was it created in Nisan? So the Gemara says, this Nusach HaTfilah that we say, Ze Yom Tchilas Maasecha, is according to Rabbi Eliezer, that felt that Tishrei B'Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishrei. So that's why it's appropriate to say that on Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, today the world was created. But Tosas points out, he asks the question, this all makes sense according to Rabbi Eliezer, but we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. We assume like Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created in Nisan, and he refers to the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. So if we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that the world was really created in Nisan, how come we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, Ze Yom Tchilas Maasecha, like Rabbi Eliezer? That's a contradiction. So Tosafot at the end, he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, the Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, both of them are true. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. They're both true. V'ika Meimar, he explains how they're both true. The B'tishrei Allah B'machshava Libaros. In Tishrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu had the machshava, had the thought to create the world. However, lo nivra ad Nisan, but he didn't actually create it until Nisan. So there was the machshava, and there was the ma'isa. The machshava was in Tishrei, that was the conception, the idea came about, and somehow later on in Nisan is when it came to birth, it came to reality, it came to fruition. That was the Briyas Olam. So there's a machshava, and then there was a ma'isa. And that's what Tosos writes. So if Yosef Engel, I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it. I wasn't able to get in the Marmar Komos, but he writes in Gilyoni Ashas, Yosef Engel, he quotes from this Tosfos, and he says that even though it was only b'machshava to create the world in Tishrei, it's still shaykh to use the word nivra. Nivra, you could still create a concept. Even though nivra normally means to create something physical, still nivra could be applied to that which is machshava. And he goes on to quote that from the Arizal, because we really say in Rosh Hashanah, B'yom Haras Olam. Every time we blow the shofar, we say B'yom Haras Olam. We sing a little song. Haras Olam is the conception. When a child is conceived, Haras Olam is appropriate. And Bria is about Maisa. So he ends up saying that it's very consistent with the language that we use. B'yom Hayom Haras Olam. Rosh Hashanah is the conception, while Nisan is the creation, the Bria B'Maisa. That's the understanding of Tosos. That's the understanding of Rav Yosef Engel. So there's a discussion. The Ron asks an interesting question. The Ron says, okay. So there is, forgetting this point just for a moment. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're sure that Machlokas, when the world was created, we understand why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have a concept of Rosh Hashanah. We're judged in Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ron asks the question, why would there be an idea of Rosh Hashanah? What's Rosh Hashanah? What's the significance of Rosh Hashanah according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua? That's his question. So what the Ron answers is, if you look in the back on Daf Gimel and Aleph in the Rif, so the Ron answers, let's find the line for a second.
What's the significance?
Yeah, exactly. What's the significance? Why is there a day of Rosh Hashanah of in Tishrei if Rabbi Yeshua thinks that the world was created, in fact, on Nisan? So what Yom HaDin when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? So that's the question of the Ron. So the Ron answers, I'm trying to find the line here. Where did that line go? The end of Dir Maschil Mihu. Where did that go? Ah, here we go. So the Ron asks this question. And he says as follows. Where can I find that line? Nearly. Shirotza Hamakum Lezakos as Yisrael Bidinam. Virotza Ladun as Yisrael Bizman Shehukful Kaparu Leslicha. Being the reason why we celebrate Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the creation of the world. It has to do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanting to give us an opportunity of tshuva, an opportunity of kapar and slicha. Shilafi shenisiratza Kadosh Baruch Hu b'yom Kippurim huk for Yom Slicha l'doros. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with creation of the world. Yom Kippur has to do with this week's parsha, right? Parsha's Kisisa. There's a broken luchos which happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz, and then Moshe Rabbeinu spent the next several weeks. 40 days building, chiseling, creating the luchos, and he went up to Har Sinai another time, and he came down to Har Sinai on Yom Kippur. Came down to Har Sinai on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the second luchos when he brought it down. So that was the day when there's slicha v'kapara. Right, every time it's where we read from Parshas Kisisa, right, this was the process of kapara. That was complete on Yom Kippur. Nothing to do with the creation of the world. says the Ram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us an opportunity of Slicha Kapara, and since that was in Yom Kippur, Lefikach Gazer Hashem Sheyeh Adam Nidam Rosh Hashanah. So since Yom Kippur was already destined to be a day of Slicha V'Kapara, nothing to do with the creation of the world, so he wanted us to be judged Rosh Hashanah, that Tzdikim Gemurim Nechtavim V'Nechtam La'alter, L'Chaim, U'Beinonim Gzar Din Shalem Einu Nechtam Alter El Yom Kippurim, which is a day of Yom Slicha V'Kapara, because already Nidnalem Torah Zman, K'dei Shebo Yipashvu Maseim, V'Yashuv El Hashem. So that's the whole idea. The idea was it's surrounded about Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha, the Kapara, when the second Luchos were brought down from Har Sinai. That's what he says. Now the Marsha has a difficulty with this. Marsha says, so I understand Yom Kippur is already, you could circle that on your calendar as a day of Slicha of the Kapara. But why Rosh Hashanah? What's the relevance of Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it could have been the 3rd of Tishrei, or maybe the 25th of Elul. Why that Rosh Hashanah is the bracket, the beginning of Yom Kippur? There has to be some significance of Rosh Hashanah itself, other than just being a few days before Yom Kippur. So Marsha asks this question, is not very pleased with the answer of the Ran, and therefore the Marsha himself weighs in. Marsha says, you know why? According to Rebbe Yeshua, who holds that the world is created in Nisan, there's a concept of Yom HaDin in Tishrei. So the Marsha answers is as follows. He says, Nira, the Rebbe Yeshua Vaday Moda, even Rebbe Yeshua agrees, granted that the world is created in Nisan, but he's Moda, the Kama Dvarim Nasu B'Rosh Hashanah. Many other things did happen on Rosh Hashanah, Alf Tishrei. Shebo Nifkada Sara Rachel V'Chana, where they were all barren, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them, and that's why I read Vashem Pakada Sara on Rosh Hashanah, because he remembered them and made them have the ability to have children. V'yatsa Yosef Mibes Asurim, Yosef was freed from jail, Rosh Hashanah. U'batla Avodah Mavoseinu, Mimitzrayim, the Avodah Mitzrayim was finished, and Alf Tishrei. And therefore, L'chach Nikba Acharkach Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaDin, the Zikaron Kol Masa Ish Balafanav, that everything came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the wonderful memories from the entire history of the world. So Rosh Hashanah was significant for all the things we just said. Yom Kippur is significant because Yom Slicha V'Kapara of the Luchos Shnios. And that's why these are significant days. Nothing to do with the creation of the world. That's the understanding of the Marsha. Now, comes along the Aruch Haner, and he says, no. It's a very simple answer. The Tosas we just saw in Daf Chav Zayin is the answer. The Ran says it has to do with the Luchos Shnios. Rosh Hashanah says other things happen than Rosh Hashanah. The Aruch Haner says very, very simple. The answer is as follows. Our Tosos here in Daf Chav Zayin says, L'fiyani es daiti ef shalomar, you could say the reason why Rabbi Yeshua, even though he holds the world is created in Nisan, he also acknowledges the world is also created in Tishrei. This is not a stira. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. So he quotes his Tosos, and he says, therefore, we say in Musaf Shmi Atzeres, we say that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We say in the capital there, whatever we say in the Tfilas Geshem, we say like Rabbi Eliezer that the world was created like Rabbi Eliezer in Tishrei. But we also say Musaf on Pesach, we say the world was created in Nisan like Rabbi Yeshua. It's a stira. And therefore, as he said, Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Tishrei was the machshava to create the world, and Nisan was bepoel, bemaisa. And Chavon says Aruch Haner de'etel Kadosh Baruch Hu machshava kemaisa. According to Kadosh Baruch Hu, his machshava is like maisa. Right? When you have a good thought, Kadosh Baruch Hu's thought, we don't know what that means. There's a thought and there's an action. For Hashem, there's no things that nothing has time. A machshava automatically turns into maisa. There's no difference. There's no difference for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Gamal Rabbi Yeshua, even though he says the world was created in Nisan, he also holds Nimnu Shnosa Olam Mitishrei. He agrees that we count the years of the world from the Tishrei. And therefore, Hukva Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaDin, Mipnei Shebemachshava Ola Libaros HaOlam. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the thought, had the machshava to create the world. So even Alf Tishrei is significant according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Our thoughts also have significance, right?
Say again?
Our human thoughts also are very significant.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Good machshava, and also you could create things with
that. For sure.
You think a certain way if you have to happen to create that reality.
Yeah, 100%. The Gemara itself in Kedushin says a machshava of a mitzvah is kemitzvah dami. If you thought to do a mitzvah really, and something got in your way, you get the mitzvah. But machshava lara, if you have machshava to do an avera, and you're prevented, you actually don't get it. So machshava certainly has something up in Shemaim, whether it's emuna bitachon as well. You could create things, for sure. So machshava has significance, and that's why Alf Tishrei is a circle on the calendar, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. So it's not such a stira, these concepts. Now we'll see in just a moment that Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so this also makes sense as well. It connects to Aleph Tishrei about being Machshava. Rabbi Shua is a Talmud of the Beis Hillel, the school of thought, which is more about Maisa. We'll bring that in just a moment. So he says as follows. He says this also answers the question, because it says by the creation of the world, B'yom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the name of Hashem, which we know is Rachamim. Elokim is the Midah of Din. He says, Miyad B'yom HaRishon Nivru Shemayim V'Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he's Mishtatev Midas Rachamim with Din. So if that's the case, Lama Nemar B'chol Ma'is Breishis Shem Elokim Levad. You notice this Breishis Bar Elokim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with Elokim, with Din. Then Rashi writes, but he needed a rachamim, he added a rachamim. But if it's really rachamim came later on, so how come it says, B'yom asos Hashem lokim eretz v'shamayim? That word, that phrase sounds like Hashem created the eretz v'shamayim with Hashem elokim together. But we know Hashem only came later on. So the Aruch Haner says, L'fi ze asi shaper, it all comes good. The nemar al shem machshava, on the machshava, it was elokim. Hashem's machshava was only Yom Adin. But b'maisa, when it came out to the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Yud Kei Vav Kei in that as well. So when it says, B'yom Asos Hashem, Asos is a Maisa. When the Machshava is only to build it out of Elokim, only Midas Din. But La Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas Rachmim, in together. And we're going to see, this connects to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, this connects to Tishrei and Nisan as well. Tishrei is a time of Machshava, the time of Yom Adin, it's a time of Elokim. Nisan, which we now know means Lamaisa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in reality, Nisan is a time of Midas Rachamim, as we'll see all these different connections. So how these things, Midas Rachamim, how is it connected to Midas Din? So let's first talk about Din and Rachamim. I know initially Dov said this is like a Kabbalistic shir, not a Kabbalistic shir. Midas Din, Midas Rachamim is very simple stuff. It's not, you can get Kabbalistic, but we don't have to go Kabbalistic. So Midas Din, Midas Rachamim is as follows. Midas Din, as we know, that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. And Midas Rachamim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his Ava, his love, his mercy, his care, his concern, his comfort. So we have this difference between Nisan and Tishrei. So one thing, we're going to get to Bnei Yisachar at the end a little bit about this concept. But there's a Yesod, when you come to enter, anything's in order, Keseder, like Aleph Beis Gimel, then that means it's the Midas Rachamim. When things are backwards, Tav Shin Resh, that means it's Midas Din. It depends on when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, so up here it's Aleph Beis, looking from down, it's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. When it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to me that's Din. Me that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in Din. But when we daven, we're able to get Rachman. We're Mavakish Rachman. So Tishrei is backwards, Tuf Shin Resh. So it's me that's Din. That's from Shaman. That's the Machshava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisan, which is Chodesh Av, which is rather the season of Aviv, it's the first of the months, it's the Av of the months, so it's also Aleph Beis. Things are in order. Chodesh Av and Nisan are very connected, even though we know Av is really a bad month, it's really a good month. So, but Nisan, this is the Aviv, it's the time of spring, it's Aleph Beis, it's in order, so that's why it's a Midah of Rachman. We'll get to a little bit more about the fancy Yud Kei Vav case from the Bnei Saskha at the end, hopefully, but that's Midas Rachman. That's why Nisan is also Lashon of Nes. Miracles come because of Rachman. They come because we deserve it, we earn it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, whereas we need a Nes, so because of Midas Rachman, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Nes. Nisan's all about miracles, it's all about Rachman. This connects to Tshuva Meira and Tshuva Me'ava. Tishrei is a time of Tshuva Meira. We do things because we're scared of Din. Tshuva Me'ava is a type of Tshuva you do because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It's a different type of Tshuva. So you find many interesting things between what happens Pesach time versus Sukkot time. So one of the things they point out is Tshuva Me'ava versus Tshuva Meira, the Gemara says, the Tshuva Meira takes Zedonos, Nasa Kishkagos. It just brings it down a level that you did something b'mezid. Now it's only a shogeg, but it's still an aveira, but it's a lesser level. We don't want even shkagos, we don't want. Tshuva Me'ava, the Gemara says, takes the zedonos, nasa kizechuyos. My aveira actually somehow becomes a mitzvah, somehow becomes a zechus. So one of the differences, many differences we have, what do we do Sukkot time? So we have something which is called nisach hamayim. We draw water, and we throw the water down, we get rid of the water. We have a custom of tashlich, every custom has significance. We take bread and we throw the bread out. We get rid of it, we throw it down. When it comes, however, to Nisan, we actually take the bread and we burn it. Burning goes up. Fire goes up to Shemayim. The smoke goes up. So the difference is the Chametz represents the Averos. So when it comes to Tishrei, we get rid of the Averos. We're not so Kishkagos, we don't want them, even though they're brought down to a level, but they're still Shkagos, we get rid of them. But when it comes to the idea of Pesach, we want to actually draw it up. We want to bring it up. There's a what's called Maim Shalanu. Maim Shalanu, when it comes to Pesach, it's a very big inyan by the Hasidim. There's a funny mice in the Gemara. My son has started learning laning. He got very excited. It's Zevi. He's only 11 now. He started laning now because his Yeshai just finished it, so he got excited. He started laning my father. My father, he teaches them about how to lane, so he started last week learning laning. So one of the psukim that come up is Lanu. He started pronouncing Lanu versus Lanu. So my father's very medactic. He's a Baal Kari. So what's the difference between Lanu and Lanu? So one of them means hours. One of them means to sleep, to stay overnight. So he's saying the wrong way, the wrong emphasis. So my father asked if he knows what Maim Shalanu is. So he somehow, I don't know, he knew what Maim Shalanu was, which is when water, you draw water for the build, making the matzah, you leave it out overnight. Lanu, you let it sleep overnight, so it rests. So it's not all, you know, fizzy, if you will. So it won't make the bread into chametz. It keeps it matzah. So I told my father, the Gemara actually has this very case. The Gemara says, one time, I forget which Amora, came along and darshan, you need Maim Shalanu. So the next morning, everyone came to his house with buckets. He said, what in the world are you guys doing? He said, you said Maim Shalanu. No, I didn't mean our water. I meant water that was left out overnight. Shalanu versus Lanu. So that's the difference. So either way, the Maim, this idea to draw the water up Pesach, not to get rid of the water, not to pour the water to the Mizbech. That's Sukkah. Sukkah is getting rid of the water, getting rid of the Maim, which is Taiva, getting rid of the Chametz. Pesach is embracing the water, embracing the Taiva. Pesach is about embracing the bread and getting up to go Shemaim to Nasa Ki Zechuyo. So that's Tshuva Meira versus Tshuva Me'ava. That's Din versus Rachman. So now this all connects very much to the Machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai as well. The mission of us tells us that Kol Machlokas Shi L'Shem Shemaim, Sof L'Skayim. If it's a Machlokas, that's the proper intention, it's going to last forever. And Sheino L'Shem Shemaim, if it's not, it's going to fizzle out, Ein Sof L'Skayim. So what's the example of Machlokas L'Shem Shemaim? That's Machlokas Hillel V'Shammai. Sheino L'Shem Shemaim is Machlokas Korach V'Choldaso. Right, that was certainly not for the proper intentions. So Korach V'Choldaso, that whole Machlokas was thrown out the window. It's not going to miskayim. So what is miskayim versus not miskayim? So says the Chida in Pesach Inayim, he says, based on the Mekubalim. Mekubalim say that loss of love on the times of Mashiach, we're going to Paskin like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. That's what we're going to do. That's what the Masorah we have. So what it means is Sof L'Skayim, right, to the Chida, is that it's going to be in the end of the day, Shitas Beis Shammai will be correct. The Besof Tiskayim Svaras Beis Shammai, the Elu V'Elu Divrei Kimchayim. So now in this world where we don't have a full comprehension of Beis Shammai, we can't pass like Beis Shammai. But in the future, we will pass like Beis Shammai. We'll come back to the Kodesh Shirim at the end. Some take Korach V'Hadassah, we're very connected to Beis Shammai. Even Korach was really right. But according to the Pasha of the Mishnah, we're not going to be following the opinion of Korach, but we will follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, that's the Machlokas. Beis Shammai, as we know, is always Midas Din. The stories in the Gemara in Shabbos, where he wouldn't teach the guy on the Kol Tarkul of Regal Achas, and Beis Hillel would. Beis Hillel was much more inviting, welcoming, warm, embracing. Beis Shammai was very Yom Din. He's very Din oriented. That was Beis Shammai's his understanding. So the idea here is that Din is the idea of Machshava. Rachamim is a Din of Maisa. So why is that the case? I don't want to get too Kabbalistic. I don't want to scare David at all. And David is Svardi, but Svardim do. But anyway, Din is Machshava. Sorry, Din is Machshava, and Rachamim is more about Maisa. So let me explain how we see Beis Shammai is about Machshava. Everyone knows Beis Shammai is Din. That's I think everyone clear. And Beis Hillel certainly is Rachamim, but Beis Hillel is also Maisa, and Beis Shammai is also Machshava. They line up together. So what does that mean? So there are many places. Rav Yosef Engel talks about how almost every machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is machshava versus maisa. So I'll give two examples. One that you know, one maybe you do know, but I think it brings it to, makes it very, very clear. So the one machlokas everyone knows is machlokas how to light Neres Chanukah. Beis Hillel says, first night is one candle, the next night is a second candle, and they go up 1 to 8. Beis Shammai says, no, you start from 8, you go down to 1. Because Beis Hillel says, well, lemaisa, what's tonight? Tonight's the first night. And tomorrow night is the second night. Beis Shammai says, you look, Machshava, what's going to be? 8 nights left. 7 nights left. 6 nights, it's Machshava about thinking, forward thinking. It's about Machshava. So that's why Beis Hillel is about Maisa. Beis Shammai is about Machshava. Another Machlok is the mission in Maseches Bava Metzia, talks about a concept called Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad is if I'm watching, I'm a shomer. You gave me something to watch. You're the mafkid, I'm the shomer. You gave me your phone to watch. So if I actually use your phone, when I'm not supposed to, that's called Shlichas Yad, the Pasuk says. And then I'm responsible for more so for anything happening to it. If I'm just a Shomer Chinam, so I'm if something happens that it's Nignav or Nevad, it's stolen or lost, I'm not responsible. If I touch it, I use it, I'm Shalech Yad. So then I now have abused my rights, and now I'm responsible even for Gneva if it gets stolen. So Beis Hillel says, Shlichas Yad means if I actually use it. Beis Shammai, in a very strange way, says, even if you think to use it, I just have a fleeting thought to use this phone of yours that I'm watching, that's called Shlichas Yad, and now that's called abuse, and therefore I'm responsible for anything that happens to this object. I didn't touch it, I just thought about touching it. So that's a very clear raya that Beis Shammai is in the school of thought of Machshava. So Beis Shammai is in the school of thought of Din and Machshava, those go together. That's Tishrei, which is Yom HaDin. That's Tishrei, which is about the Yom HaDin and the Machshava, because Rechel thought to create the world, while Beis Hillel says, no, you have to actually do something Lamaisa. Beis Hillel was at Lamaisa, he was about the Midah of Rachman. He connects very much to Nisan as well. That's, you know, that's why, by the way, Hallel is a big, you know, Hallel is both very important for Sukkot. We say Hallel every single day, Hallel Shalom. But Pesach is also a big day of Hallel as well, which connects to Hillel. Hallel is about all these Nisim, but Leil Seder, no question about it. Nowhere else do we actually say Hallel Belayla. Only by Leil Seder, only based Knesset's Pesach night, Hallel is a big Indian when it comes to Pesach. When we make Erev Pesach, we're already saying Hallel. When we're making the Karban Pesach, we're saying Hallel. So Hallel and Hillel, Rachman, Metshuva, Me'ava, Maisa, all that connects to this idea of the world actually coming to fruition. So the idea further is that Nisan is really a time of rebirth, right? There's conception, which is Tishrei, and Nisan, which is creation, conception and creation. So Nisan's really a time of creation, a time of renewal. So this connects to a beautiful idea. This is more of a machshav idea, but that's where we're going. That's just the nature of the sugya, which I'm fine with, which I'm sure you're fine with also. But it connects to some beautiful ideas when it comes to Tishrei. I've said this in the past, how there are shiva mashkim, there's seven liquids that make food susceptible to tumah. Right? I have an apple, and I'm tamei meis, so I can't just touch the apple. The apple won't become tamei with me simply touching the apple, even though I'm tamei meis. The apple has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. Right? That's the din, seven liquids. What does that mean? What are the liquids? There's water, there's milk, there's honey, there's dew. So these seven liquids are parallel to the seven yamim tovim throughout the year. And once I tell you how they connect, it's going to be very intuitive. So let's start from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is dvash, is honey. Sukkot is mayim, water, nisachem, mayim, geshem. Chanukah is shemen, oil. Purim is yayin. Pesach is tal, because tefillah is tal. We'll get back to that one in a second. I skipped Yom Kippur is dam, Yom Kippur is blood, the blood we sprinkle. And Shavuos is a chal of milk. So that all makes a ton of sense. So Pesach is tal, it's tefillah is tal. So what's the significance of tal? So from an agricultural perspective, from a seasonal perspective, because we don't need rain anymore, so tal is what's left. But from a deeper level, from a level of Machshava and Pnimius, there's a very strong correlation between Tal and Pesach, and that's as follows. The Gemara tells us that why do you ask for Geshem in the Brach of Tchias HaMesim? The second Brach of Shemoneh Esrei is Tchias HaMesim. Why do you ask for Geshem? So Gemara in Tainus, I think it's Daf Zayin, says, because just like the rain takes a seed that was planted in the ground, that was buried in the dirt, that was dead, and it gives the ability to come to life, it's a Tchias HaMesim that the rain does. So that's why I put it in Brach of Tchias HaMesim. So too, people who are buried in the ground, the Gemara in Ketubah says that man's going to sprout up like a chita, like a chita. Gemara actually has a shiloh whether people are going to come back to life wearing clothing or not clothing. And the Gemara says, just like when a chita is brought into this world, it's covered with the layers of whatever the wheat's covered in, so too, man, when he comes up from the dead, will be covered in layers, whatever those layers are. So there's a correlation between the rain bringing life to the seeds and the rain of Tchias HaMesim. So Tal also has the same effect as Geshem. It's a little bit more hidden. We don't see the Tal come down. But Tal, we also say, we say Morida Tal in that bracha, because it's a certain level of Tchias HaMesim. So the Gemara in the Chagig actually says that Tal Lechayim she'osid l'hachayos demesim. That the Gemara refers to the Tal. That's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Tchias HaMesim happen. It's with Tal, the Gemara says. Somehow, when Mashiach comes, Tal is going to come down, and every person who died will come up from the dead, from the Tal. So the Tal has a certain effect of Tchias HaMesim. So now the Gemara tells us, or with Chazal, actually not a Gemara, it's a Chazal, that there's a certain luz bone, le'etzem, the bone of a luz, whatever that is, if it's really a bone, not a bone, if it's the back of the neck, or sometimes when that the body decomposes, maybe the luz bone is left, when you eat malafa malka, you're feeding the luz bone, deep things about, but there's an etzem called the luz bone, which is the catalyst for Tchias HaMesim. Somehow the Tal is going to drip down on this luz, this etzem, it's going to bring back everything to life. So that's why you find, very interestingly, a big connection between Nisan and Pesach and bones and atzamos. So let's start with the following. We know when it comes to Mevarachas HaChodesh, so there are 11 phrases we say of the Hiratzon, we say 11 phrases, connected to the 11 months of the year. Ah, there are 12 months of the year. Well, there's one month we don't do benching Rosh Chodesh, which is Tishrei. We don't do bench Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We want to trick the Satan. We don't want him to know when Rosh Hashanah is. But the other 11 months of the year, we have a benching Rosh Chodesh. So 11 phrases correspond to 11 different months. So which one is which? So the Svarim tell us that Chilut HaTzamos is the one that corresponds to Nisan. Somehow the bringing of the bones back to life is the Chodesh of Nisan. So we find many connections of the bones of Nisan. What was the first thing that happened when it was time for us to leave Mitzrayim? Well, all of Klai Yisrael was busy looking for the various spoils of war, going through the houses of the Mitzrayim and said, I know you have this, I know you have that. Moshe Beinu was Osek in what? Atzmos Yosef. He went to the Nile to bring out Atzmos Yosef to lead them through the Yamsuf ultimately. That was led them through. That was a Tchis HaMesim. The Atzmos Yosef came to life, if you will, and was somehow leading them through the Midbar. So the Atzmos Yosef came to life. Furthermore, we know there's a unique din when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Etzem lo sishbru bo. Don't break the bone. Every other Karban Pesach, you can eat, you can break the bone, eat the bone marrow. When it comes to Karban Pesach, don't break the bone. Why not? Well, why not breaking the bone? Perhaps you could suggest because etzem lo sishbru bo, don't break it because we want the bones to come back to life. It's about having some emunah, some bitachon in the Tchias HaMesim, which takes place during Pesach time. And that's why actually on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, who knows where they have Torah is for Pesach, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach? Atamos HaYaveshos. The bones that are dry, and they come back to life. The Tal is going to bring them back to life. So this is the idea of Nisan versus Tishrei. Tishrei is Machshava, the thoughts, the Yom HaDin, that's the world of Beis Shammai. But Nisan is the time of Rachmim, it's the time of Tchis HaMesim, and bring back to life those who are dead, even those who are dead, spiritually dead as well. It's not just physically. It says in the Pasuk, in the Mitzrayim, Kulanu Mesim, we were all dead. We were all dead spiritually. But Nisan is the time of bringing back to life, of bringing that Tal Chaim and bringing Atzamos Yaveshos, the dried bones, and bring some life to it. And that's the idea of Hillel. But that's all in the world we live right now. But Lasid Lavo, as we said, we're going to Paschim like the world of Beis Shammai, the world of Machshava, a much deeper world we can't fully comprehend. So the Kovet Shirin says, why do we Paschim like Beis Shammai Lasid Lavo? What's the reason we Paschim like him ultimately? So he says, Nira Hatam, this is the last Meir Makom, the reason is, the Beis Shammai Mechadadei Tveh. Beis Shammai was much sharper. His Machshava, his Das, was much sharper than Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was much simpler. Now, obviously, this is all relative. For me to say Beis Hillel is simple is wrong. But relative to Beis Shammai, the Gemara itself says he's Mechadadei, he's much sharper than Beis Hillel. His Machshava, his Das, was a much deeper place, Rav Elchanan writes. For Emes Kedivim, and he's really correct. El de Bizman is that in our world we live in, he can't fully comprehend Beis Shammai's understanding. It was too deep. Kimo Shamru Galav Yadua Shein Bedarosha Rabbi Meir Kimoso El Shalo Yachlu Lamur Asov Daito. The Gemara says we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. He was too deep. He was too deep for us to understand. Not that he was wrong, but some people are just too deep for us to understand. We live in a world of reality. We can't understand. You can't articulate every thought you have, every fantasy of yours. You can't put into words. Or you have a dream. Try to articulate your dream to your wife the next morning. You can't. The dream was like so out of there. You can't remember it. You can't put the pieces together. Machshava, that which stays in Machshava, stays in a much deeper place than that which is actually b'maisa. But when it comes to the times of Mashiach, we're going to be living somehow in the world of Machshava, and then we'll be able to understand the Shita Beis Shammai. Says Rav Elchanan, about Asid Lavo, Sheyikuyim HaKosev U'mala Aretz Deya, the world will be full of Deya, Yizbara HaEmes Ki Beis Shammai, the truth will be clear, like Beis Shammai, v'akarchach yeh halacha k'mosim, and that's why the halacha is going to be like him. So it all connects very much to Tishrei, Yom HaDin, Machshava, and Beis Shammai versus Nisan, Tshuva Me'ava, Rachmim, Maisa, and Hillel. This all connect to each other, and that's why both Tshuva Elu v'Elu Dibur Kim Chaim. Tishrei is again Machshava, and Nisan is B'maisa. And that's why it's a good opportunity. Next week is Rosh Chodesh. It's a good opportunity for a person not only Tchias HaMesim in actuality of those who are physically dead, but even a Tchias HaMesim on the spiritual level, B'ruchnis as well. As that, I guess with that point, we should have some Hischadjus and Tchabura. We need some people to show up again and get back started. Some Hischadjus. B'mir Tashem, we will continue. Okay.